This is the commercial-free webcast of Innovations with Eiler and Pasek.
Good afternoon. This is Larry Eiler with Innovations with Eiler and Pasek. And I'm here this afternoon with Tracy Ann Palmer, who's running a major event for the technology community across Michigan. And she's going to tell us a little bit about her background, how she got involved with this event, because she's worked all over America and in Europe doing events, major events for big organizations. She's going to tell us how she got involved with it and then what the event will be and who's coming to it. So welcome, Tracy Ann. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Larry. It's nice to be on the show. So Michigan Technology Leaders was an event that we actually started 2 years ago. And the reason that we, in fact, or the reason I started the event was really because I had had a situation when I came into Michigan. Everyone said, "What are you doing?" You know, I'd come from California, I'd come from Connecticut, I'd worked all over the states. And when I came, everyone said, "Why Michigan?
Why are you going to Michigan? I read all bad things about Michigan. This must be awful." That's what you heard, right?
Exactly what I heard.
Nonsense. Yeah.
So the bottom line was that when I came to Michigan, it was truly completely the opposite. Great innovation, phenomenal leaders, thought leaders, visionaries, lots going on in the technology community. People working really, really hard to change the way that people think. They're, you know, really driving innovation. And I saw it and we decided this is it. We're going to put together an event that really complements what everyone's doing and also brings everybody together.
But it's also going to give recognition to people for achievements, which is important around here, because you can't keep denigrating everything and saying, "Oh, the auto industry's in a valley," and we have to reward people for successes, and there's lots of them, as this show that we're having really will attest.
That's right. We're actually launching the first time ever Michigan Corporate Partnership Award. And the whole premise of that is there are really some fantastic things going on in our community. Recognize those, honor those, so that we can keep driving innovation and keep driving people to want to be the best. Because you know what? There is a lot going on here.
So your event is in, there's a program on May 16th, and then the event itself runs May 17th and 18th. Tell us where and what the first event is on the May 16th and how people could become involved with that.
Yeah. May 16th is actually a pre-event cocktail party. It's at the Royal Park Hotel in Rochester Hills. We're actually giving out some awards for corporate commitment, which is something that I'm certainly very, very passionate about, corporate commitment to Michigan. Mm-hmm. That is open to the public. Mm-hmm. So we certainly encourage everyone to be there. Mm-hmm. And then the 17th and 18th is the official event. It's a two-day event at the Royal Park Hotel, where we bring together all of the leaders in the technology community together on both sides of the spectrum. And that is an invitation-only event. CIOs, CFOs, those that are making very critical technology decisions.
So you'll have technology leaders from business, from nonprofits, from academia, from healthcare, I would suppose, and plus some others?
That is correct. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely okay. Right.
And for this event, what kind of awards are you going to give people? You mentioned some for the first event, but is there a big award you're going to give, or are there other awards apart from the cocktail party?
Yeah, that's right. We're actually launching the first time ever in Michigan the Michigan Corporate Partnership Awards, which is an award that is recognizing those in the community that are working together mm-hmm. for the betterment of Michigan, impacting our economy, impacting their organizations, and that they're helping one another, because mm-hmm. that's really what it's about. We need to help one another. Mm-hmm.
So this would be people, companies that are going to be recognized for the contribution they're making in the thing of trying to drive Michigan forward and not talk about all the things that are different that have made the economy be not as good as we want it to be.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. A perfect example of that, we just received an application that talks about NASA, Delphi, Automation Alley, MEDC, all working together.
Mm-hmm.
Some terrific, terrific things that are going on that people need to know about.
People don't. We don't. In the Midwest, we don't do a good job about telling others about mm-hmm. successes. And that's part of the issue in Michigan. There's all these kinds of stories out there that you see through your event in May. And I see through this program and other things that I'm involved with Automation Alley or Spark, Economic Development Group around Ann Arbor, and their Tech Town down in Detroit and other organizations. A lot of good things going on.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And that's what we want to bring to the fore here. We want to talk about best practices,
great.
Case studies, and things that are really, really going on.
Yeah, great. Well, it's Larry Eiler on Innovations with Eiler and Pasek on Talk Radio 1600 WAAM. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back to talk about the faculty and the topics for this two-day event in May.
You're listening to the commercial-free webcast of Innovations with Eiler and Pasek.
Okay, it's Larry Eiler back with Innovations with Eiler and Pasek on Talk Radio WAAM 1600. And I'm here today with Tracy Ann Palmer, who's having a major event for technology companies and leaders in the technology area, invitation-only event. Tell us again where it is, when it is, and who should come.
May 16th, 17th, 18th, pre-event cocktail party, the evening of May 16th, the Royal Park Hotel. May 17th and 18th, again at the Royal Park, a two-day filled agenda. We are certainly, it is an invitation only, aimed at the technology community, CEOs, CFOs, CIOs, those that are making critical technology decisions for their companies and are responsible for very, very large budgets, so they need to make the right decisions, and also those technology companies that have some fantastic, fantastic products and services. There's great security companies in this area, communication companies, so we certainly are encouraging everyone to be involved.
So you're going to be talking about the people who may use these technologies and the executives of those businesses, as well as companies and executives who are developing the technologies to be used.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
We're bringing them together because they need to be together. They need each other. They need to strategize about how to impact what we're doing here, how to impact the companies, increase our revenues, and also, you know, we have a whole global issue. We want to make sure that Michigan is considered a real competitor in the global market.
Mm-hmm. And the book that we've discussed before we were on the air by Thomas Friedman of New York Times called The World is Flat has certainly indicated that there's major competition from India, China, other countries around the world to what the American engineering ingenuity has always been.
That's exactly right. And the key is that we need to start getting Michigan national exposure for what we're doing here because there is some fantastic things going on in Michigan.
The faculty that you have and the people who will be speaking or keynoting at this are quite some well-known names from Harvard, the Chief Information Officer of the State of Michigan, the Chief Information Officer from Quicken Loans, and a number of other people to talk about the different conditions of positive direction and things that are going on. Can you tell us about some of those people and what they'd be talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. Robert Austin from Harvard, written a lot of books and very well known. In fact, he used to be an old Ford guy and knows, you know, everyone in the community here.
Oh, wow.
So he's coming back, as he said, to his old stomping ground.
Mm-hmm.
But he's talking about value creation and how to really be global. So very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
DTE Energy, Lynn Ellen, who has been a fantastic supporter of us right from the very beginning, she is going to be talking to us about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Very important for us to have good companies and excellent companies in this market. We need to know how to run them. So she's going to be talking to us about that. Todd Lunsford's going to be talking to us about really creating that Silicon Valley culture here. Another thing that, you know, we talk a lot about, but we really want to make sure that it's happening.
Michigan is very different from Silicon Valley. I wrote an article about that in 2000 that was widely published across the state because I've had an office for many years in San Francisco area to serve technology companies through my business communications marketing firm. And there's a very big difference. There's a lot of good things in Michigan, but one of the tendencies we have is keep our light under a barrel. We don't tell people what's going on here. People are much more reluctant, whereas in Silicon Valley, everybody's out there telling a story before they even have a product. They're out there with money. They're out there telling the press about what they hope to do. Michigan, people want to tell people after they've achieved something and after it's really well engineered. Is that a difference that you've noticed coming here from Silicon Valley?
Huge. Absolutely huge, which is why I'm so passionate about this event. Mm-hmm. I think the Midwest culture, everyone is fairly humble. And so as a result, you know, they just don't go around tooting their own horn. But in actual fact, in reality, when you start digging deeper, as I've done as the researcher, I'm discovering the talent is incredible.
There's a lot of core, isn't there?
Amazing.
A lot of core, yeah.
Amazing. Talent's incredible. People are genuinely working hard to achieve. Mm-hmm. So we really need to make sure that we're bringing that to the fore and that it's positive. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of thinking negative things about Michigan, we need to start thinking positive things because there is so much positive going on.
And yet all we've seen in national press recently in the last year, two, three, whatever, is negative things. But Detroit has a lot of good things going in Michigan through the different major events, the Super Bowl, the baseball All-Star game, and other types of things. We have some good teams that represent us well. But we're talking about the technology part of it. So let's summarize here quickly, Tracy Ann, with your event and when it is again and where it is, and then tell people the website for it.
Yeah, absolutely. May 16th, pre-event cocktail party open to the public, hosted by Automation Alley at the Royal Park Hotel in Rochester Hills. Beautiful hotel. May 17th, 18th, 2-day full packed agenda, again at the Royal Park Hotel, May 17th, 18th. The website is www.michigantechnologyleaders.com. And all the information is on there. If anyone has any questions, there's certainly a telephone up there that they can call.
So once again, this has been Tracy Ann Palmer telling us about the major event that she's organizing through her own event management company. It'll be in May, and we look forward to talking more about it as we get closer to the event. This is Larry Eiler with Innovations with Eiler and Pasek, signing off. Thank you very much.
That was the commercial-free webcast of Innovations with Eiler and Pasek.
Thanks for listening.